Here's your midday brief for Friday, April 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. J.P. Morgan Chase said its first quarter earnings rose 6%, but higher interest rates are starting to cut into its business and it projected lower growth for the rest of the year. Higher interest rates had led to record J.P. Morgan profits because the bank charged more on loans but only slowly raised what it paid on customers' deposits. But the bank's CFO said as high rates persist, customers are shifting their deposits out of zero to low interest rate checking and savings and into higher yielding products like CDs, which will impact the bank's profit margins. The U.S. promised Israel it would defend its closest ally in the region if Iran struck on its soil. Warnings of a potentially imminent attack by Tehran within Israeli borders have set off a diplomatic scramble to avoid what would be an unprecedented escalation of the war in the Middle East. A call from U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to his Israeli counterpart came after the Wall Street Journal, citing a person familiar with the matter, reported that Israel was preparing for a direct attack by Iran as soon as today or tomorrow. A person briefed on the Iranian leadership, however, said that while options for a strike against Israeli interests had been presented to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, no final decision had been made. And the European Union's drug regulator found no link between weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy and reports of suicidal thoughts in patients. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration came to the same conclusion in January while British health authorities were carrying out their own review. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.